This is episode 1152. Welcome to your daily guided meditation. How are you doing? I honor you as always for giving yourself this time to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, you're going to be guided using a powerful breathing technique to cultivate gratitude. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. Each technique is always customized around a theme we explore in depth for a full week, so you can really master a particular quality in your life. This week's theme is how to snap out of a bad mood. So all the techniques will help you manage a bad mood. And your challenge this week is to come up with your own recipe that you can use the next time you're in a bad mood. So come up with a formula that you know works for you using some of the techniques you explore throughout this week. And also by becoming aware of what's triggering your bad mood and noticing that, avoiding it, or doing your best to manage it. The best way to manage a bad mood is before it even strikes. So when you create your own recipe for how you'll manage a bad mood, you can automatically have this as a reference point that you revert to. You automatically start doing the techniques so that you don't stay stuck in a bad mood. So the breathing technique for today is a technique that's going to help you cultivate gratitude. And there has been a lot of research done on how your breath is interconnected with your state. And there was a study done with mice, but it was an interesting study in how mice who were stressed were breathing rapidly, and mice when they were calm and content were breathing more slowly. And throughout the ages, the ancient yogis have known your breath is interrelated to your emotional state. Well, now we have scientific evidence of this, and the study was conducted by one of the members was Mark Krasnow. He's a professor of biochemistry at Stanford, and he was the senior author of this study. And this study was published in Science magazine. And at the time, he wasn't sure himself why slow breathing has a calming effect, or why faster breathing has the opposite effect. And many scientists, including Krasnow, assumed it was because increases in oxygen intake or metabolic changes in the brain were taking place. So with this research on mice, they found that the mice, when they were stressed, definitely were breathing more quickly. And the mice who were calm were breathing more slowly. And then when they exposed these mice who were calm and had been calm for quite some time, they were exposed to a stress and they were able to remain calm. It's not as though they ignored or were able to somehow avoid the stress, but what they seem to be doing is grooming themselves just as they do when they're calm, even though there was this stress they were being exposed to. And so what that showed is that these mice were actually tapping into a higher order of thinking in their brains, which kept them calmer and their breath slower. So this was some research to show that the breathing center directly controls the activity of higher order brain functions. And this is what Krasnow determined. He said there's a feedback circuit. Now we can understand better how this control of the breathing center changes the rest of the brain. And so if you want to help yourself manage your own stress, your own bad day, you can change the state of your mind by managing your breath. And to calm down, you could do a technique such as the one I'm going to share with you now. So this is a technique that will help to calm your breath, but also you're going to tap into one of the most powerful emotions out there, and that is gratitude. So as you do this breath, as you get ready to sit down and meditate, inhale and exhale through your nose, because this keeps your breath calm. When you inhale or exhale through your mouth, this accelerates your oxygen and it activates your energy. So when you want to stay calmer, inhale and exhale through your nose. And as you inhale, focus on one thing for which you're grateful for. And as you exhale, release tension in your body. So with each inhale, focus on a gratitude. And with each exhale, focus on releasing tension. That is it. This can help you to tap into the higher functions of your brain to help keep you calm when you're having a bad day. And if you'd like to be guided through a full meditation where you can break off at the 15-minute mark or meditate guided for a full half hour, I invite you to try for 2 weeks, absolutely free, access to over 1,000 guided meditations, as well as a brand new daily guided meditation at my website. And that's at sipandom.com. It's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, Om, Sip and Om. And this is very soon becoming an app. So you'll automatically get access to the app when you join. You also get, with each week's series, a journal customized for that week. So you get a bad mood journal for this week, and you also get a guide with all the techniques I share with you each week organized for you. You get a private Facebook group as well. So there's a whole lot there for you to explore if you want a little bit more. As always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.